you're scared of a world where you're needed, so you never made nice with the locals. But you tied me up slow with your vine stock. It takes a few years, but they break bones. It takes a few months, but our bones heal. We're stronger, we tell all our school friends, and they sign our cast in the playground. Darling, the rest of my body, it's yours then. I know you're scared. Every time I try to make lunch for anyone else in my head, I end up dreaming of you, and you come to me. Good morning. Show me the place where he inserted the blade. I'll praise the Lord, burn my house.
Oh, funny way to speak. And you like Concord, I came a gentle hill racer. I was breathless upon every mountain just to look.
Right. We are back for our second set. I'm so excited to have Asana Venche here with me today. That's the correct pronunciation.
That is entirely exact how you were.
Yes. Okay. I was thoughtful about that. So, well, welcome. Introduce yourself.
Well, good evening. We're very happy to be here. My name is the Robot Hawk, and I'm I'll be playing guitar this evening.
Welcome.
Let me remind you that it is 1 p.m. in the afternoon. My name is Johnny Pancakes, and I will be playing bass for you today on a flat little P bass.
Welcome, Johnny Pancakes.
I don't know if you can hear me back here.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm on the drums. My name is Jaquillo Attu, and I'm very happy to be a part of this band.
Well, we're so happy to have you here.
Shout
two.
Yes. My name is Jim
Nardison. Oh, yeah.
Jean-Baptiste.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Well, I'm so excited to have you guys here today. I might just have you all get into your first song and then ask you more things.
It'll be an absolute pleasure to do so. Thank you. Thank you again for having us.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
What shall we do?
This first song we're going to be playing for all of the ears of the evening. Day, whatever it is, who knows, time is an illusion. It's called Asana. We have this song out on our Spotify's and our Chicken Shack replicas that you'll find scattered around the fires of what we have left behind and what we will do again later. Words. We call ourselves Asana Benche for bird music reasons.
And this is Asana.
Oh yeah, it's Asana. We'll be right back.
Tight and groovy. That was so awesome. Thank you.
And you. We have a lot of fun doing that kind of nonsense.
I thought that was very sensical.
Well, then we're just getting started.
You just wait.
We're going to aim.
So can you guys tell me a little bit about yourselves? How'd you all meet? What's your background? Where are you from?
So, a somewhat plausible assumption would be that the four of us are from Berkeley, and that assumption would be correct. The beginnings of our journey, though, began at the beginning, as most do, but more specifically, in an ensemble room with our keyboard player and our drummer. It started with just some jams, you know, Anderson on the keys and Jacob Winthrop, Janotterson. No. Jamiroquai.
Jaquillo.
No, Jaquillo.
You gotta use everyone's name.
There it is. Yeah.
Radio name.
just started with some jams, and quickly we realized that four friends could make some good music together. And the name, actually, we were at a Corey Henry concert, and there was an intermission, and we were all just sitting outside on a bench. I don't know if you caught that.
Us on a bench. I was really wondering what the heck that was.
And yeah, so that's just a little bit of nonsense. But I mean, yeah.
Nice. Well, we all got excited back here at the slide guitar getting pulled out, the little piece.
We'll see how this goes.
Well, I'm super excited to have y'all here, and it's really cool to see you each kind of pop off and do your thing. I loved the kind of jazzy, fun. I don't know. You guys had a very complex but crisp and streamlined sound, which I really
I'm just gonna throw two words out there for you, and just think about it while the rest of the music goes. Bird music.
Okay.
Just let that one sizzle. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's sizzling. Okay, well.
But, like, you were probably wondering what, you know, that first song was called Asana, and that's only the first half of our name, though.
Okay, where's Bench? Benche.
Benche?
Oh,
glad you asked.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of telling me, how about we show you?
Well, I'm on the edge of my seat, guys. I'm so excited.
This song is called Benche.
Benche.
The Asana is a color red. It might even be considered warm. And sauna is in the name, so you know, it's cozy.
Ooh.
Benche, on the other hand, it's rigid. It's geometric. It's got some sharp edges to it.
You know,
the color blue, if you will.
Ooh, that sounds awesome. We're intrigued. We're very intrigued. Okay, I'm excited. I'm gonna be quiet now.
Thank you.
that certainly encapsulated the word benche.
Right?
You're like, that's exactly what I'm going for.
It's the CH in the word that makes you feel...
Absolutely.
Something.
There was some crunch there that I enjoyed. I thought it was cool how you're able to make the dissonance all come together in a really interesting way, too.
As we say in our biography, we guide you peacefully through our chaos, right?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Chaotic good.
Chaotic.
Just peaceful. Chaotic.
Just no good intention here. Just no chaotic good. Neutral.
It's
yeah.
Peaceful.
Good
it's
intention.
Chaotic peaceful.
Just intentions.
Just intentions.
Just chaotic intentions.
You can't spell intentions without in... tent. And this the next song is about camping.
Oh yeah, that was a great connect right there.
Thank you. We try our best. This is about beach camping in particular.
Ooh, nice. Well, give it to us. I'm excited.
Oh wait. About
just kidding. It's not about the beach or camping. I'm a liar, and that's to keep you on your toes or
I'm
on your
on
seat.
Em.
This
I'm
next song
em.
Is actually not about camping, but about the whole debacle a long time ago when people thought there was a spy balloon that was sent in from various countries and it was a whole problem. That's what this one is about, is our take on
that's
it.
That's even more interesting.
Could we quickly actually just get two random words from anyone in the room?
Nugget?
Get on your toes, nugget. Nugget one, two.
And then any... Come on, guys.
Nodule.
Nugget, nodule.
Those are kind of this is like synonymous almost.
That's pretty great. Here we go.
One, two, nugget, nodule,
spy balloon!
Thank you.
We're going to move right into our next tune because we like to play these two in succession. Succession, Suck Sessions. Welcome to the Suck Sessions, where we move on to the connective tissue that is this section of our song list. This next song is called Tidal. It'll be coming out on the internet as well. The internet, maybe even just to your mailbox. Pretty soon here.
What is the internet anyway?
That's what I've been asking this whole time. I don't know. Can you go fishing with the internet? Is it that kind of net? Can you go tubing?
Title.
That was so awesome. I loved that.
Well, shucks, thank you very much. We have a lot of fun doing what we do.
You have some great voices. You should be a radio personality.
I would like to.
I can tell.
Do that. That would be fun.
I'm enjoying it. So I guess I'm kind of curious, like, how you guys pull this all together, because I think there's certainly something to be said for a musical combo that doesn't have a voice, because it gives you a chance to kind of show off and, like, hit your strides, I think, in a way that's right. So much more visible. And I love to see you all kind of pass that off to each other and do your own thing. How does that flow work for you?
As far as I can tell, it seems in a kind of how an ant hill might govern itself, where the queen, in this case, it might be our song, whatever that may be, our melody, if you will. Yeah. Okay. So our melody is a queen ant, and we are but the diligent workers, warriors, perhaps just gardening ants, and we serve the song. We try to serve our melody, let it breathe, give it some chords, and then we solo over the same chords and changes.
That's what I was
thinking. And after a while, then, you know, we make little adjustments, changes, whatnot.
Nice.
Jacob and I switched one time, or Janarder Smussman and I did once. You know, we have a lot of variants.
Nice. And so these, you talk.
Well, yeah, I just also want to say, you know, it is kind of a thing where we always, you know, because of the fact that we don't have a voice, you know, we don't have, like, lyrics that are, like, holding, like, this meaning to the piece, you know, we kind of get to create our own meaning every time we perform every song.
Right.
And we kind of get to do something differently every time we perform the song. And so it makes for, you know, it makes for having a lot of fun on stage. And if
definitely.
You can see us, when you see us perform, you can see we're having a lot of fun because, you know, that's what we do. We like to have fun.
Yeah. Well, I love hearing you all jam, and I think it's fun to kind of, I don't know, because I'm sitting back here thinking, like, this has to be a lot of jamming and not that much, like, preemptive, planned out stuff. Like, how would you gauge that?
Well, I would say the way that we work is, I mean, kind of sort of the way that he described, but in another way to look at it, it's kind of just, there's a suggestive framework that we follow, and you could call this just like a form. And we have an A section and a B section, and these are the chords. What we necessarily play, like what I play, whether I play or like, is like completely up to me. And I, on the day, will sometimes just decide this bass line is going to be a little bit different today. You know, that's the great part about the style of music that we play is that it opens itself up to every performance. You can kind of just do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there'll be times when Jacob, or especially because, so as he said, we've switched before, and Jack is a phenomenal drummer. But also a very unpredictable spirit, and so we'll just kind of switch it up on us every now and then, you know, and we'll
you're
just
like, well,
okay, I guess this is where we are now, you know.
Nice.
And I think we're very organized in that we are not organized at all, but because we have a lot of experience playing together, we can become organized because of the fact that we just know each other, how we work, you know.
And if anything, I would say that's what gives it style, and that's what makes it unique. So we've been really enjoying this back here, and I think that it's a particular treat for us when we have a band who doesn't have a lead vocalist, because we get to hear you all do a lot of really very cool instrumental things that are very fun to watch in person. So, haha, we get to watch, and you don't. Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all get into your next song, and would love to, after that, give you a chance to just, if you have upcoming stuff, promo those things. I always like to give a little heads before I ask that question, but we'll chat about that after this next song.
Alrighty. Thank you very much for all of this again.
What are we doing?
I'm in a jungle. Everything is dark and damp. And I'm having an alright time, to be honest. Things are yellow and green, and I don't know if that's me or if it's just the world around me. Regardless, something smells, and this is what that feels like. Thank you.
Great. That was so fun. We loved that. First of all, I loved the game.
Sorry to interrupt, please. Carry on.
I interrupted you. I was like, oh no. I was literally thinking that the song before it, too. I was like, oh God, thank God I didn't start talking there. So you had just gotten quiet and then continued to play. But first of all, I loved the keys. Damn, keys are popping off. What the heck? And we were all just commenting on the expert use of the modulator on the keyboard. Just so fun. Get things extra funky in there. But I thought it was really awesome the way you were able to like strip everything away and just have the bass line there. It made room for a really fun build. I really liked that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You can find that song everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And what's it called?
So that one's called Boxed Out.
Boxed
and
out. Nice.
Cool thing about that song is I told Jack to just start talking and I told him he was in a jungle. If you listen to the record, when it's playing the bass line on its own, you can hear the little bird noises, you know? But it's actually
Thanks.
Andy on his synth. And and if you listen to it, it's pretty incredible how you can get it to sound like that.
Well, and you got cool bird pants on.
Oh my goodness.
You make a great point.
Those are some very cool pants. So can I ask about the theme of birds? Where is that from? Is it just y'all like birds? Or I like birds a lot. We like birds over here.
Well, first of all, you know, if you listen to the music, it's evident. Birds love our music. Birds generally tend to dance to our music. Birds
Aww.
Get really into our music. But beyond that, honestly, what is the story behind birds, Anderson?
I'm glad you asked. Well, it's quite an interesting story that happened between me and, you know, this beautiful guitarist, Jack. Okay, so picture this, right? We're in Spain, Valencia.
Oh, yeah, I love Spain. Where
right?
in Spain?
Beautiful place, Valencia.
Nice.
Right? We were doing a semester abroad, and we were trying to get a show.
Ah.
Right in a beautiful park. What was the name of the park again?
Is it the science park?
El Parque.
El Parque.
Exactly.
Científica, I think. I went there. It's
oh,
very
cool. Right.
Yep. Yeah. It's very. It's like the science park with the big crazy thing and the pools and everything.
Yeah, the big whale.
Yeah, you got it. That was the first time I ever solo traveled. I went there and I became friends with this 40-year-old Dutch woman. We spent like 2 days together.
Did you say 4 or 40?
40.
Okay.
She's a life coach. we talked about God. I don't know what we talked about. And then, yeah, it's very cool. It's a cool city.
It's a place to have that happen.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, and we were signing up, registering.
Trading.
Trading for a show. And we were like, what genre should we put for our paper? Like, what should we call our music? What even are we, you know?
Yeah.
The real questions. But I don't know. The name of birds just called to us because of a specific thing. You know, I'm the biggest bird. We are the biggest bird.
Yeah.
And yeah, from there, we decided to be called Bird Music because it fit us perfectly like a glove.
Nice.
Yes.
And not only that, but if you were to ask yourself walking in a forest or a jungle, perhaps,
jungle.
Where you might find many birds, if you walk in and you go, oh, what genre is this bird song? You'd be like, what a not necessary question. That's a decaf question. You don't need this.
So we don't need to know what genre you are.
Well, yeah, and it just doesn't, it doesn't make sense to say what, you know, one bird there is because there are many. So for that reason, our effort is to try to make the experience of walking through a forest with multiple genres coming in from all angles.
That's very fun. I love to hear that.
I love to say it. Thanks. This is good. This is
you
going
should.
Good.
You should. Oh.
Also, just as a side thing, too, if you follow us on our
yes.
socials, Adesana Benche.
Can you spell that?
Yes, that's Asana, and then bench with an E on the end of it.
Asana Benche.
But our logo is also a bird, you know. We're just very about the birds, and tropical bird in particular.
Nice.
And that happened before this bird thing happened. So we just kind of have always been on the birds, you know.
Birds are very cool. Yes, birds are awesome. I think it's really important to take a minute to just listen to the world around you too. And oftentimes you hear bird calls, and I think a lot of human beings in our busy, hectic lives just forget to stop and listen to those sorts of things. So,
and then sometimes when you do stop and listen, then you try to, you know, make sense of it.
What
yeah.
genre?
There's no sense in anything. Just to experience is to not
yes.
ask what genre it is.
Yeah, I love something. That. That's a great sentiment. So I'll no longer be asking any artist on my radio show what genre they're in.
Just ask them for like their favorite color.
What type of bird are you?
What? Oh, great. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I don't know what time it is right now. Let's see. It's 13:49. It's 1:49.
Love it.
So we got about 10 more minutes here. Right. But can you tell me, can you promo your things? Tell me about things that you want to promo, if that's a thing you want to do. If not, and you're just chilling and it's winter break, that's also fine.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Jacob Winthrop, Music Co., to tell you everything you need to know.
Okay, yeah. So first of all, I know you can follow us on that.
Asana Benche.
It's at Asana
They're
Benche.
Tagged in our Instagram. They're
we
on
also,
there.
Exactly. Boom. So check out the Instagram. We have a website, too, that you're going to be able to find all our Ooh. Upcoming shows. We're playing like a Jazz and Tyne show next
Fun.
Semester. Playing a few venue shows as well. You'll be able to see all the dates, where those are at on our site. And we got some new bird music coming out to you in the new year, hopefully by New Year's.
That's so exciting.
So we got
Congrats.
A song called Outdoor Shower coming out.
Awesome.
So yeah, check that out. Follow us on Instagram. Keep up.
Yeah.
And enjoy like the birds, you know?
Yeah. Oh, we will. And yeah, everybody just, I'll say it again, do your part. Follow up with these musicians and help us keep getting these things going. I think it is really what the people are doing on the internet, unfortunately, fortunately, that helps us do our magic. So I really have loved having you guys here this week.
It's
and,
been incredible.
Yeah, no, thank you. And seriously, if you have events that you're excited about that you want us to post, I will very happily promote things. Like I said,
thank you so much.
Madison, my little media baby, I sent her the things. She puts them on the things.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
One more thing, if you're listening and also for y'all in the, if you have any interest, we do have some handmade, one-of-a-kind merch t-shirts
Ooh.
On our website. You can check out just pictures of anything you'd like. And if you want a custom made, we just stamp our own shirts. So
that's awesome.
We can, yeah.
Shirts make a big difference. It was funny. I was talking to somebody about just like they had like a very legit tour their band was doing. They were like, the majority of our proceeds are from merch sales.
Yeah, no.
And
it's
very true. Yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Oh, thank you so much for being here, especially just with the hectic scheduling things happening.
It's been that time of year.
Yeah, it really is. So thank you so much for accommodating us and being here and sharing all of your awesome bird songs with us. I'm going to go ahead and let y'all finish up, though. And yeah, you got 9 minutes to make some magic happen, and then we'll close it on out. But thanks for everybody who's listening. This is Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WMFO Freeform Radio in Medford. And did I get it all, Constantine? Yeah, I did. Okay. Go ahead, guys.
We're going to leave you with a song that is best listened to outside, perhaps, when it's raining. Or if you're
get
just
outside.
Get outside, get out there, get wet. This song is called Outdoor Shower. It will be coming out to your theaters New Year's.
Soon.
Coming soon. And last little mention. Send us a text on Instagram, a DM of some sort, with a combination of a bird and another word. For instance, pelicanesis. And we'll be choosing the best one, using it as our new song. And if you feel so inclined, you will win a feature.
Oh, you guys should
song.
Do that. Everybody has to do that. Please do it. I want to know. I'm going to do it. I'm brainstorming right now.
So keep that in mind. This song is called Outdoor Schwa.
Schwa. Okay. I'm so excited.
Shower. Thank you.
Twinkly, so awesome. I loved that. Thank you guys, that was lovely. Last song, damn, so sad.
You know, we can always, what do we got for time?
It's none.
None.
It's two.
Then it has been a
unfortunately
joy.
It's been a joy having you here today, and I really enjoyed this. This was our last show of the semester, so you all
wrapped
up the post-adolescence glow for the fall.